Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having an old friend of ours back on the show. Dario Priolo is here. Dario was with us in another life and another iteration of his career, and we've known him for a long time, and he's back. He's now the Chief Marketing Officer of Sialytics, which is an organization that's using technology to train salespeople. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But he and I are going to start a series on sales training, how to make it happen regardless of how you use it, but also how to do it in the 21st century with 21st century tools and 21st century generations and 21st century customer expectations. Dario Priolo, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Dario, I'm a grizzled old salesman. My white hair is not premature. But I was taught how to sell by the best of the best. I know that for a fact. Two companies that are as good as they come. They're in the sales training Hall of Fame. And whenever they develop that Hall of Fame, they'll be there. And I've always appreciated the fact that I stumbled on that kind of. I have that kind of background, but it makes me be fairly judgmental and disappointed, frankly, and probably, you know, a little bit of a curmudgeon about the lack of real professional sales training today. And I don't know I don't know exactly why this is happening, but small business owners need their people to be able to sell in the 21st century. And I, whatever I can do to help make that happen is what I want to do. So let's talk about that. What do you think about what I just said?
Oh, I completely agree with that, Jim. And it's really interesting because when you think about, I think where you worked, was it Xerox and IBM?
I worked for Sears, three organizations that taught me how to sell. One of them was Surprise People. I worked for Sears, I worked for Xerox, and I worked for the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army taught me how to deliver a presentation. Every proposal I deliver to a client for the last 50 years has been with the help of what I learned in the Army.
Well, what's so interesting, Jim, is that I think about Xerox, right? I mean, Xerox really did create the gold standard
Professional selling skills, PSS1, the most amazing. I mean, it is the holy grail of selling, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that, you know, millions of people, right, have gone through that type of a program because the entire professional selling industry, the sales training industry, so much of it, if you looked at the different programs that are offered from the different vendors, Jim, you would see that they're all drawing from that Xerox program. Like that Xerox program, that's sort of like the Andy Reid, right, or the Bill Belichick or the Nick Saban of the industry. I mean, it just spawned an entire industry. People would go through those programs, they'd get inspired.
Yep.
It would help them be successful enough that they could actually leave the company and start up their own sales training business.
Mm-hmm. And I'm enough of a geek about this, Dario, to say. The version that I'm talking about is the one pre-1981, maybe 82, PSS1. The one after that wasn't as good as my opinion. So I'm a little bit of a geek about these things. But regardless, the thing that they taught, what they did was they taught human beings how to help other human beings. To me, that was the beauty of that. And that's what, and here's the thing, Dario, it's 40 years later, and nothing about that has changed, is it? We still have human beings trying to help other human beings. Nothing's changed in that way.
No, and I think that's why you know, it's so easy to get turned off by a salesperson that hasn't been properly trained. I mean, you can sniff them out in a second because, you know, when they're approaching you, it's not about you, it's about them. And you get a sense that, wow, like, I get it, this person's trying to make a sale, but they're not connecting with me. You know, I don't get a sense that they really understand what I'm trying to get out of, you know, whatever, the investment and whatever it is they're selling.
I was assaulted the other day on the phone. I'm trying to sell. I got a house I'm trying to sell by owner. A young realtor called me, and the most I got out of what he wanted to talk about in the first 90 seconds was, would I pay him a commission? So do you think he's had any, you think he's had any sales training? I'm pretty sure that the answer is no to that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Highly unlikely.
Right back with Dario Priola. We're going to talk about making that good first impression. Can you do it? Do you know how? Will you let us train you? There might be a little technology involved. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.